Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schuss for Rav Shimon ben Yamin Tishner Rochalei, Rav Aaron Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, Rav Hirsch Yonasan ben Rav Mordechai Ephraim. Baruch Batzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedehem. We'll be learning Mitzvah Shem Siyata Dishmaya Tshuva from the Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Eretz Tzvi, Moreno Hagoyin, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, and Simon Zion, Rosh Hashiva Yeshiva Zchachme Lublin. Al dvar sheila la minak shalom tfilin maktina makesher davni nezer oiser mishum dola be kesher shel kayam ad kantar tvarav. The shaila is about the minak that people borrow tfilin and then they change the kesher in order that it should fit the head. And the avni nezer says it's not a kesher shel kayama. Simon kuf pe gim osif katan hey, the heilige sachet shavu rebbe, the rebbe of the Eretz Tzvi, of Refrumer. Because a kesher has to be a kesher shel kayama. And if they're going to make it a smaller knot, and then afterwards they're going to change the knot back. It's not a kesher shel kayama. So how can you borrow your friend's tefillin and change the knot? Hinei l'chora matzasi l'zeh refuah min ha-Torah b'divrei Rabbeinu Zatzal atzmo b'Avnei Nezer. I found a solution, al pi Torah, from the Avnei Nezer himself, in Avnei Nezer Simon Kuf Pei Siv Katan Yud, who wants to prove that tefillin don't require a kesher shel kayama from the sheet of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, famous Tosis. Famous Sheet and Tosis for Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who says, Shetzarech Likshar HaKesher B'chol Yom, that you have to make a new knot every day. We had a shiur on this recently. The Sheet of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that you have to make a new knot on your tefillin every single day. That's what it means, Ukshatim Los Ayodecha. Every day, you have to make a new kesher. This is in Menachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. So it must be, you don't need a kesher shel kayama, because every day you're undoing the knot. That's the Avnei Nezer's Raya, and he's Doicha, the Yesh Lomer, Kamash Kosva Rosh. He says, no. You can say like the Rosh in the first parak of Sukkah, Linyin Tevel Abitlo, the Sagi, Bebitlo, the Shiva Yomim, Huadin Linyin Tefillin, the Choyo Mitzvah, Fnei Ape Nafsha, Sagi, Bebitlo, the Yoyim Echod. So he said, look at Tevin, when you take the straw and you mevatel it to the sukkah, it's enough to mevatel it just for 7 days. So to tefillin, every day is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, and you could be mevatel it just for 1 day. That it's enough to be mevatel for 1 day, and that turns it into a kesher shel kayama. So it doesn't prove that you don't need a kesher shel kayama if you have to make the knot every day. Pshat is, it's enough to be called a kesher, just like by Tevan. 7 days is enough for sukkah, so to tefillin 1 day. And according to this, we can say that Avnei Nezer says, in the first tshuva we quoted, in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Siv Katan Yud, that we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, so we can say that tefillin, we do require a kesher shel kayama, and therefore, since by tefillin we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and by tefillin we do require a kesher shel kayama, you can undo it every day. So we can say that, and therefore, it's not good to lend your tefillin and to change the kesher, because since the bailim. Afterwards are going to change the kesher back to their size, it's not considered a kesher shel kayama. But that's only, we can say now, when you're oymed l'shanos ha-kesher bo b'yom, when you're going to change the knot that very day. But there's an eitzah, very pashut, only borrow the tefillin after the bala tefillin already daven, and then you're not going to have to change the kesher, you're only going to have to change it tomorrow. Therefore it's considered a kesher shel kayama. So first he wants to learn the Avnei Nezer from the Sheet of Rabbeinu Eliyahu that you have to make a new kesher, that you don't need a kesher shel kayama, because you're making a new kesher every day in your tefillin. And he says, no, it's not a raya from Rabbeinu Eliyahu, because maybe it's considered a kesher shel kayama when you make it just for 1 day. And then according to the way we paskin, according to the way the Avnei Nezer says we paskin, which we know we paskin, that not like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that you don't have to make a kesher shel kayama every day. That you don't have to make a new kesher every day. And therefore, we can say that Yutaka Nida Kesha Shel Kayama. A Kesha Shel Kayama, like he said, we have, even according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, for one day. So what's the Eitzah? So you have a Pashat Eitzah. Borrow the tefillin after your friend wears tefillin. And then the Kesha will be Kayama for that day. We don't pass like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Then you have to make a new Kesha every day. But we can use the Yisod of the Avnei Nezer, the Simon Kuf Pei, that being mevatalit for one day by tefillin, that's considered kayama. However, continues the Heilige Eretz Tzvi, I don't understand what Rabbeinu Zecha Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha L'chai Olam Haba is saying. Because if we're going to be mevatalit to the Bittul of Sukkah, where it's enough for 7 days, so Linyan Shabbos also, you should say that a Kesher Shel Kayama is just for Shabbos. Because the Russian Sukkah, first parak of Sukkah and Siman Dalet, compares Bittul Sukkah L'Zayin Yom and L'Bittul and Eruv Chatzeros. That it's enough for one Shabbos. Like it says in Eruvin, L'Inyan Bittul Kaisel B'Charis Ben Beis Chatzeros. When you're dealing with making an Eruv Chatzeros and you want to know if it's one Chatzer or two. So it's enough that if you're Mevatel, the wall or the ditch between them, just for Shabbos, that makes it into two. So just being mevatalit for one Shabbos is enough. Because every Shabbos is a davar shalim bifnei atzmo. Just like all the days of Sukkot are one unit of 7 days of Sukkot. So therefore, if it's just for Shabbos, if we want to compare it to Bittul Sukkah, so Shabbos, if it's miskayim, just for one day, that should be considered kayama. Because Shabbos is its own individual unit, that's considered permanent. You don't look at the other days. However, it's mevor in the poskim and siman shin yod zayin that with respect to kesher shel kayama, it's not enough that it should be for one Shabbos. It has to be omid l'skayim la'olam, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a kesher for a half a year, chatzi shana is kesher shel kayama. The riff in the Rambam, the Avnei Nezer explained in siman kuf ayin ches, is that it has to be more than 50 days. Ein Sham. So we see in the poskim that it doesn't work. So the Avnei Nezer's Yisod is very shver. His Yisod that Shabbos is its own individual unit, and that's considered Kayama, just for Shabbos, but that doesn't shtim, because Keshel Kayama is not enough if it's one Shabbos. V'chatarti probably means Liyashva, right here, Hayavsha, but probably Liyashva. So I wanted to be Miyashev this. Ktsas, Alpiyam of Urba Krisus. If you do, a malacha in two separate Shabbosos, then, and it's shigas malachas, you don't know that the malachas aser, the two malachas, the two things that you did, are not mitzdarif. V'chalukin lechatos ain mitzdarfi, aval b'shigas Shabbos v'zeldin melachas t'lo chalukin lechatos mitzdarfin. So if you would do it, part of a melacha on one Shabbos and part of a melacha on the other Shabbos, it's not mitzdarif, because like two separate averas, like kotzer and tochein. And since they're also chaluk lechatos, if you do it b'shigas melachas, you do two melachas, you don't realize the melachas aser. So you're going to bring, the person's going to bring two chatos. If he does the malacha twice, he's going to bring two chatos. Also, if he does half of a malacha, then the next Shabbos, he does the other half, then he's also going to it's not going to be mitzdarif. If you have zadon, shigas Shabbos and zadon malachas, the person forgets that it's Shabbos and he does the malachas b'mezit. He knew he was doing the malachas, he just forgot that it was Shabbos. But there's no chiluk chatos. That one is not going to bring, that's considered helem echad, one's not going to bring two separate chatos if he does the same malacha twice. So that they're mitzdarif. Then half and half are mitzdarif. But Zadon Shnehem, let's say it's Zadon Shabbos and Zadon Malachos, the Avnei Nezer writes in Archaim, Tuf Nun Vav, Sifkot Nhei, and the Igle Tam Lech Zore, Sifkot Nchof Dalados Tes, that they're Mitzdarif also. Because we find that sometimes a number of Shabbosim can be Mitzdarif Lechiyuv Echad. Just like two Shabbosim are Mitzdarif, three Shabbosim are Mitzdarif, four Shabbosim are Mitzdarif. Like if you take out a Revius of a Grogoris in this Shabbos, and a Revius of a Grogoris in the next Shabbos, and then the third Shabbos, and the fourth Shabbos, and in the end you have a whole shear of a grogeres, so that's going to be Mitzdarif. If it's Zadon Malachas and Zadon Shabbos, and parenthetically, there's a suffix, if a person's motzi half a grogeres on this Shabbos, and this very same half grogeres on the next Shabbos, are they Mitzdarif to a chiyuv? Do we say that self? He wasn't misasik with the whole grogeres. Like the Yerushalmi says, that if a person was motzi achatzi grogeres, and then he brings it back inside, and then he takes out the same grogeres, the same chatzi grogeres, he's going to be putter. Why? Because he wasn't osek in a whole grogeres. He was only osek in this half. He brought it in, he brought it outside, brought it back in, and brought it back outside. Doesn't count. It's not chayiv. So too, a half a grogeres on this Shabbos, and a half a grogeres on and this very same half a grogeres the next Shabbos. So that mitzdarif l'chiyuv. So just like on one Shabbos they're not mitzdarif, so to two Shabbosos, or maybe no, since Shabbosos are kaguf and mechulakim, they're two different bodies, they're two different entities. So it's like he was motzi two chatzoi grogeres mechulakim, and he's chayiv. Why? Because b'mezid, it's not shaykh to talk about chiluk malachos. Mezid, we're not mechalik. Mezid, it's mitzdarif. Mezid, the two Shabbosos are mitzdarif. Like the Igle Tal writes, ve'in kan mokom laharich. So that's the clear, parenthetical clear that we have if a person the Eretz Tzvi has, that if you're multi a half a grogeres in this Shabbos, and this very same half grogeres on the next Shabbos, is it mitzdarif? So akopanim, we see that two Shabbosos can be mitzdarif to chiyuv, because these two Shabbosos are considered kedavar echad, and therefore it's not enough if there's a kesher shel kayama. If a person's mevatel, if a person makes a kesher for one Shabbos, because all Shabbosos, two Shabbosos, three Shabbosos, four Shabbosos, are all considered one entity. It's not enough one Shabbos. And dafke beruvi chatzeres, where there's no chiyuv chatas, there's just an iser derabbanan to be motzi mirishus l'rishus without an eruv. And there's an iser even with a chatzi shir. So there we don't have any inyan of a tzeruv of two Shabbosos. What, l'may nafke mina that there's a tzeruv of two Shabbosos? Even if you brought out a half a shir, you don't need to two Shabbosos to get you to a shir, because even half a shir is aser. And there's no chiyuv chatas, there's no inyan of a carbon here. So there's no lo mishkachas lei a tzeruv of two Shabbosos when it comes to the eruv. So this eruv example of one Shabbos being enough is because there's to be mevatel the kosel or the charetz between the two chatzeres. That's because in that instance there's no inyan of being mechalek of being mitzarif the two Shabbosos. So one Shabbos being mevatel for one Shabbos is enough. Each Shabbos a davar bifnei atzmo, and therefore the inyan eruv chatzeres is enough to be mevatel for one Shabbos. But linyan tefillin, what about linyan tefillin? You can't talk about a tseiruf linyan chiyuv, because there's no mitzvah sase. Because it's only a mitzvah sase. Since it's only a mitzvah seh, there's no losaseh, there's no tzeirah for a carbon, for a chiyuv, it's just a mitzvah seh, you can again look at each day as an independent entity. And also sukkah is just a mitzvah seh. So you can look at all the 7 days of sukkah as one entity, as davar echad. And therefore that would explain the difference between the kesher, where kesher shel kayama, it's not enough to mevatel just for that Shabbos. You need to be mevatel it for a longer period of time, either omed l'skaim la'olam, chatzi shana, but one Shabbos is not enough, because there you're talking about isurim, there you're talking about tzerufim. So there, one Shabbos b'mezid is mitzdarif to the other Shabbos. And a half a malacha b'mezid on one Shabbos is mitzdarif to the half in the next Shabbos. It's mitzdarif for one chiv. So that's by kesher. But the reason that by eruv chatzeris you say one Shabbos is enough there, because there's no inyan of tzeiruf. The Mishkachas, we don't find an instance that tzeiruf would have an afgamina. And nor by sukkah, nor by tefillin. So according to that, each day of tefillin could be its own entity. And therefore you can call a taka not by Shabbos, but by tefillin, you can call it a kesher shel kayama even for one day. He concludes this shtickel, this passage, kach nirel anius daiti bazel l'choymer anoise. It's a very, very harba inyan. So this is what I think possibly to be miyashivit. Od kashali al divrei avin ezer, yas nacha kasha nahilag rebbe, who writes that linyan tefillin kol yom, it's a mitzvah b'apei nafshei. That every day of tefillin is its own independent mitzvah. Because we paskin in menachas that laila v'zlav's man tefillin. But we just, it's halacha v'ein morin ken, because we're afraid the person's going to fall asleep. And we say in Sukkah Mem Zayin Amid Beis that Sukkah Dolomski Leilos Miyamim Kol Zayin Yam Ki Yom Arichta Dami. So all the Yemei HaChol should be considered Ki Yom Arichta. Why do we say that every day of Tefillin is its own separate entity? Leilos Lav Zman Tefillin Meikar Adin. And Memeila, it's one long stretch. V'nirali Yashef. So how's it going to be Yashiv? This kasha on the Avnei Nezer. It's always exciting. Dine b'yaradeya, simin reish aleph, sif nun hei, hilchos mikvos, the gimel mikvos shel chof chof sov, yardu gimel, tavli mashuvim minatzad, huchshu mishum hashaka, v'mashuvim be'emsa nishiru b'psulam. So if you have three mikvos, all of them have 20 se'ah, one next to the other, we need for a mikvah 40 sa'ah. Three people went in, and then one of these three mikvos, our mayim she'uvim, is a pasul mikvah. So it says that if the she'uvim are min hatzad, if the mikvah of mayim she'uvim is on the side, the two are next to each other, then hukhshiru mishum hashaka. Then the two mikvos of 20 saw become kosher. Why? Because they overflowed. And then they do hashaka. They touch each other. They mix in with each other. And therefore it's like they're both being toivel in 40 saw. That's if the mikvah that's she'uvim is on the side. But if the mikvah that's she'uvim is in the middle, so mamish messes them up. Shalom ischaru yachad beis hamikvos shebet stadim. If you have mikvah that's not she'uvim, then a mikvah she'uvim, and then a mikvah not she'uvim, so that messes them up because you have something puzzle in the middle. And there in Sif Beis and the Shachat Sif Katan Lamedalad, it's mavor a bigger chiddush that even a psul derabbanan is mafzik linyan hashaka. Even a psul derabbanan in the middle messes up the hashaka. It's even greater than that as before in the Shach and Sifkat Lam Zayin, that according to the Rush, even if there's only a psul chatchila, it's mafzik linyan hashaka. So here also, that's the greatness of the Aretz Tzvi. He's able to go to Hilchas Mikvos to prove a halacha by Hilchas Tefillin. Mashefkiu hamitzvah b'layla midrabanan. So the fact that the rabbi said at night, just the rabbis, not to be mekayim the mitzvah, even lechatchila, because if you're wearing them b'diavad, you don't have to take them off. Nevertheless, that's mafsik, that all the days shouldn't be considered a yom arichta. It's like Shabbos is kegufin, it's like every Shabbos being its own entity. So every day of tefillin is its own entity, because you have the night in the middle that's mafsik, just like the shi'uvim mikvah in the middle is mafsik. So to the night in the middle, even though it's only a lechatchila tikeinyan derabanan, that's also mafsik, valdik. And we can, and that answers why the Shatni Avnei Nezer, that every day of tefillin is its own entity. Every day is a mitzvah ba'ampe nafshe. We can bring a raya from the sheet of Rebbe Eliyahu. They have to make kosher keshel kam every day. Laila loves man tefillin, and so is the halacha. Laila's man tefillin, and so is the halacha. Just ain morin kain, like we said. So, what's this inyan of making a kesher every day? There's no hefsek of nights. So all the days should be like chol, like a yom arichta. All the days should be one long block of time. So why does Rabbeinu Eliyahu say every day after Tayyid Anunat? So it must be that since Chazal were mafkiya the mitzvah, he holds every day is a new mitzvah, every day Tayyid Anunat, even though life was meager in its man tefillin, but since the rabbi said at night is not lechatchila, so every day I have to make a new nat. Ve'adayin tzarech iyun kashya, still shver. V'yesh lomar od lefi anirim hashmos haposkim dim over yoyim echad v'loyinich tefillin over mitzvah esed. It also would appear, according to the mashmos of the poskim, that if one day passed and you didn't put on tefillin, the person doesn't put on tefillin, he's over in a mitzvah esed. So writes the Prima God himself, Simon Lamed of Simon Lamed Zayin Beis Shalav Ram Sif Katan Beis, and also in the Eish Shalav Ram, the Das Kedoshim, Kamet Pa'amim, and he's Marich B'taim of the Milsa. V'chein Amadabar. But a person who doesn't put on tefillin for one day is mevatel a mitzvah. L'chor it's shver, I don't understand. We paskin that Laila is man tefillin, so it should be enough once a week. Once a week, just like it's enough once a day, say it's enough once a week. Just like the Ramban asks on the Rambam, holds that tefillin is a mitzvah esei l'spal b'chol yom. How does he know kol yom? Maybe once a month, maybe once a year. It says the pasuk says stam to daven. So how does he know it means every single day? So the Kesef Mishnah says mistama, it's once a day. Because otherwise it's once a lifetime, maybe, who knows? And that's not a tenable solution, explanation. Zelo is b'leihu hadas. Can't be once in a lifetime. So you say it's pashit pashtus, is once a day. And also we can bring a raya from this, from the Heilig of Pnei Yoshua at the beginning of Peretz Tfilas HaShachar, that it says in the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah that every day you're over in Baal Ta'achar, it's dafka every day, not every hour. Because every day is a davar bifnei atzma, ayin sham. Also we find in Birkas Kohanim, it's a mitzvah esei b'chol yom, pam achas, and not more, like we find in Rosh Hashanah of Chesam Beis, even though the Torah doesn't say a time. But in Pashtus, it's once a day. And that's a smach for the Kesef Mishnah. And so to tefillin, we require at least once a day, even though it says stama ksharetem every single uksharetem, it probably means every single day, and therefore you have to tie the knot every single day. And there's a smach for this in the Lashon Hazara HaKadosh, Parashas Bo, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Vitzrich Barnash LaNachal B'chol Yoyma LeMehabene B'Dikne B'Dukene Ilo. You have to put on tefillin every day to be in the proper divine, give you the proper divine look. So it's mashman, once a day is enough. But the kol ha-pachos, you have to do it every day, the Prima Gadim says. That's the inyan of one day. That's why the Avnei Nezer says that one day, every day is a davar bifnei atzma. So let's go back to the Avnei Nezer in, and it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Let's go back to the Avnei Nezer and simon kuf pei gimel sif katan hei. Those who take tefillin of others and they're mishana the kesher according to the size of their head, they're not doing the right thing, because the owner is going to take it back and put the kesher back to the size of his head, and it's a kesher shena shel kayam, and he's not yotzei yidei chova. So there's a Mordechai brought in the Taz in Siman Kufnan Aleph Sif Katan Gimel, that Seisra Amanas Livnos. Again, this is the Gaonis of the of the Eretz Tzvi, or in Hilchos Tefillin, or in Hilchos Kesher, and he finds a halacha in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. So Yisra Amanas Livnos, when you're destroying in order to build, the destroying is called building. It's also Muchach from the Ran, that the Isser of Moichek is Mitzad Kosef. That's why the Mechika has to be Amanas Lichtov, because the whole Isser of Mochek is Amanas Lichtov. So if you're Mochek, it's Mochek from the Ran there, Perek Abone, that if you're Mochek Amanas Lichtov, it's like writing. So if you have netitza, is called binyan. Mechika is for the ksiva. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in Siman Shin Mem Vav Sif Aleph that if a person is omed lekosef, if he stands in order to fix the burden, that he should be able to continue walking, it's not considered omed, because this amida is letzarech hilucho ki hiluch dami. According to the Rush, that you're only chayv on Shabbos if you're matir amanas likshor, so you also have to say that matir amanas likshor is kekosher dami. So this whole releasing of the knot is for the sake of tying. It's like tying. In order to tie, Melech has a din of tying. So if so, here also the bailim are matir the kesher amanas likshor. That's not considered hatara. That's not considered hatara when you're matir a kesher. Almanas Likshor, that's not considered Hatara. Why? Because the whole purpose is for the Kesher. So since you're Matir Almanas Likshor, when the owner undoes this knot, he's doing it the bottom of this tefillin in order to tie it, that itself is Likshor. So that makes it a Kesher Shel Kayam, and never the Kesher Shel Kayam never stop, because it's just a Hemshech of the Kesher. And the Abnei Nezer actually was already mayor, Simon Kufpei Siv Katan Tes. And he brings a raya from Rabbeinu Eliyahu that kosher amanas lahatir, and that the het there is amanas likshor, is not considered a kesher shel kayam. Because according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you have to tie it every day. And Tosis writes that it's not considered a kesher shel kayam. Even if you go back and you tie it after the Hatara, it's considered that the first tying was not Shel Kayama, Ein Sham. However, we can be done Bekarka, in Dvarav HaKadosh Mishal Avnei Nezer, and we can be Mechalik. But there the Hatara is not Tzarech Kshira. Because he already has a Kesher. He already has a good Kesher. He's being Matir in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Kshira. So, that's Tzorech Pu'ula Sakshira. In other words, it's for the Pu'ula of Kshira, but not for the Kshira itself, that it should be Kashur. In other words, he's untying it in order that he should tie it again. He's not untying it in order that it should be tied. He's untying it to do the pa'ula of kshira, but not that it should be kashur, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, because according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, he has to make a new kashur every day. So therefore, the hatara is l'tzorach pa'ula sakshira. So therefore, that's not considered l'tzorach hakshira atzma. But in our case, that the bailim need the kashur to be their size, they don't care about the pa'ula of kshira, they care about the atzma kashur. They're doing hatara sakashur when they're releasing the knot. It's the tzorach anat that they want to now make a anat, so that could be considered a hemshech, and therefore the original kesher is still a kesher shel kayama. Can also be mechalek that bishlam of the Rebbe Eliyahu that he have to every day have to be matir and be kosher, so we can say it's a kesher shenel shel kayama, since you're omed lahatir. What are you going to say? But after you're matir, you make another kesher. Yeah, but after you make that kesher, you're going to be matir, and then after you make that hetter, you're going to make a kesher, but it never ends. So it's chozer chalila. So therefore, you can say that there it's not considered a proper kesher. There it's a kesher shenel shel kayama, but here when the bialim gets it back, he's going to make a permanent kesher. So he's going to be undoing your kesher to make a permanent kesher. You can't just keep going weiter and saying, oh, he's tying it to untie it. He's untying it to tie it. He's tying it to untying it. So you never have this state of kesher shel kayama. He's always going back to the untying it. But here it's mamashi, he's doing it for permanent use. So the Eretz Tzvi is ma'arich a little bit more in the sugya. You can be ma'ayin in the tshuva. This is in Siman Zayin. But the yisod that emerges is that there is a refua, there is a heter for somebody to borrow tefillin, change the kesher, kach amadaber, tzi'ilach b'ikvei atzon, see what people are doing, let's talk what people do, and we gave svaras as to why it would possibly be considered a kesher shel kayama. Like we just said now, that the whole untying is just for the sake of tying, and this tying is going to be forever, or it's only one day might be enough by tefillin, because each day is a separate entity. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we were able to be zoche to learn the tshuva of this very very holy yid in Gon Olam, in Tzadik Yisod Olam. And hopefully in that schus, besides the Torah that we learned, we're able to connect to his neshama hakidosha, to his, on some level, to his hoicha 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 madregas lilmodu lalami lishma v'las l'kaim is called every salmu terasa v'yahava amen v'yamein shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.